Welcome to Business Brilliance, the podcast where we help you navigate the complex world of business and personal development, one insightful conversation at a time. I'm your host, David Habish, and today we will explore the challenges of leadership isolation and how to find guidance when making difficult decisions. You know the saying, it's lonely at the top. Well, as cliche as it may sound, there's actually a lot of truth to it. Being a leader often means experiencing a level of isolation that others may not fully understand. And there are several reasons why leadership can be isolating. First, there may be limited peers within your organization who truly understand the challenges you face. Sure, you may have colleagues and team members, but sometimes you need someone who can relate to your unique position. Second, there's the burden of confidentiality. As a leader, you often have access to sensitive information that can't be shared with just anyone. This can lead to a sense of forced isolation as you navigate important decisions behind closed doors. And let's not forget about the high-stakes decision-making. The choices you make as a leader can have significant consequences for your organization and its stakeholders. The weight of these decisions can be overwhelming and can contribute to a sense of isolation, and it can be incredibly stressful. You feel like the weight of the world is on your shoulders. Another significant challenge of facing difficult decisions alone is the limited perspective you have. When you're isolated, you often can only see things from your own point of view. This can make it difficult to consider alternative solutions or anticipate potential pitfalls. There's also a risk of decision fatigue. When you're constantly making decisions without any outside input, it's easy to become mentally exhausted. This can lead to poor decision-making and a lack of clarity when it comes to choosing the best path forward. One way to deal with many of these challenges is to seek the help of a coach or joining a business group. These external resources can provide a fresh, objective perspective that is often lacking when you're isolated. A coach, for example, can offer guidance and support based on their own experiences and expertise. He or she can also help you navigate difficult decisions and provide insights that you may not have considered on your own. They can also serve as a confidential sounding board, giving you a safe space to express any doubts or concerns you may have. Likewise, participating in a business group or executive roundtable can be immensely valuable because you're interacting with peers who face similar challenges in their own businesses and can be a sounding board and bring much-needed perspective. These groups often consist of leaders from different industries who come together to discuss their challenges and share their experiences. This can provide a much-needed sense of camaraderie and support. It's a way of reminding yourself that you're not alone in your struggles. Let me share a brief anecdote to illustrate this point. I once worked with a CEO who was facing a tough decision about whether to downsize the company. He was feeling overwhelmed and unsure about what to do. Because he didn't have anyone to bounce ideas off of, he ended up making a hasty decision that had negative consequences for the organization and its employees. Years later, his business faced a similar situation, but this time, the CEO had joined a roundtable. In confidence, he brought his situation to his peers, and they spent an afternoon helping him think through his options and charting a course forward. Another strategy I've recommended is to develop mentorship relationships, both as a mentor and mentee. Mentors can provide guidance based on their own experiences, while mentees can bring fresh perspectives and ideas. This can create a mutually beneficial relationship that helps to combat the isolation of leadership. Lastly, cultivating open communication within your organization is crucial. Encouraging a culture of transparency and dialogue can help to break down barriers and ensure that you have the support you need from your team. When everyone is on the same page, the sense of isolation diminishes. As leaders, it's important to recognize that leadership doesn't have to be a solitary journey. There are resources and strategies available to help break free from isolation. I encourage you to seek these outside perspectives, whether with a coach, a business roundtable, or other external groups. Ultimately, you need to remember that you do not have to face the challenges of leadership alone. By embracing support and seeking out connections, you can navigate the complexities of leadership with confidence and clarity. Thank you for tuning in to this episode of Business Brilliance. If you found today's content useful, please consider subscribing and sharing this podcast with others who might benefit. Or consider joining us at an upcoming Tiger Roundtable. I'm David Habish, and until next time, remember that you don't have to face tough decisions alone. Reach out to a coach or join a peer group. It can be the game changer your leadership journey needs.